live from Hickory. It's country-ish. Hit it, Alan.
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws' underdog, dressed in beaver overalls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up in TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
Your pal John Reap here, and yes, I'm from Hickory, and I'm happy about it. I hope you're happy. Happy, healthy, safe, and sound wherever you are. I'm doing great. I'm always in a good mood when I'm doing another episode of Country-ish. You're about to watch and or listen to episode 48, and we have a stupendous show for you today. I got a bunch of residual checks. We're going to play another round of How Much Is My Screen Actors Guild Residual Check. Very funny comedian John Caparulo is going to zoom in to the show. And we got some Halloween talk, and we have a very interesting small town news story that we're going to get to. But first, let me... And we're going live. That's right. We are live right now on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And we're looking at your comments. I got my laptop right here. And intern Isaiah is in the back with intern Elliot. These guys are reading comments. We got Isaiah is reading the Facebook comments. Elliot's reading the YouTube comments. Topic of discussion today, since it's Halloween time, what's the most you've ever been scared, or what's your fondest Halloween memory? Put it in the comments, and then they'll pick one at random, and we'll talk to you. So know that. Real quick, I got to plug some tour dates. I'm going to be in Toledo, Ohio, October 29, 30, and 31 at the Funny Bone. Then I will be in Charleston, South Carolina, November 20th at the Charleston Music Hall. But the Country-ish podcast is everywhere, dude. We are on YouTube. We're on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it, we're on it. But let's do this. Anytime I get this out, you know what this means, don't you? New Patreon supporters. And as I'm saying that, I haven't introduced you yet. Hang on. How dare me? I'm such a horrible host. I got to introduce my friend. We got celebrities on this show, dude. Yeah. The Alan Jackson is back there switching the cameras around. But some of y'all probably didn't even know that. That's him right there. But sitting across the table from me right now, very, very handsome fella. He's related to a very famous guy. I count that as a celebrity, quasi-celebrity. You ever heard of John Stamos? Well, I got his little brother in here. That's right. Marcus Stamos sitting right here. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going on? You said scariest you've ever been?
Yeah.
Scariest I've ever been is going live on Facebook with you.
You're scared right now?
I'm scared.
You don't look scared.
I'm just kidding. I'm not scared. But hey, you're not going to mention the shirt?
The shirt looks great. I like this Uncle Jesse shirt. I got that for you in an episode of Good Will Hunting.
You did?
How many times have you worn that shirt?
Zero. Till today.
Right.
But
Is it comfortable at least?
It is comfy. It's a good fabric, and I appreciate it. Thought I'd break it out for today's episode.
I mean, you look down, you look at your face, you're like, you kind of see it. It's like
a little bit.
The chin. Like if you were to shave your face, you got a little stubble going on.
Yeah, I got some. He would never have gray on
his face. If you grew your hair out a little bit, I mean, you could be him for Halloween.
True.
That'd be a good outfit for you.
Yes. Thanks, man.
You could just wear a nice suit and be knitting like he is in that new commercial.
Yeah.
And you could be him for Halloween.
Yeah.
And you think people would get it? I'd get it.
Mama wants to know why you hadn't called.
Right. That's what you do.
Yeah.
So let me shout out our new Patreons. First of all, thank you to all of our Patreons. We've got a bunch, but we have two brand new ones, and I'm going to give you a shout-out right now. Shout-out to Nathan Shoup, Pewter Pro, and Linda Reimersmith, Rhinestone Level. Her name is my name, too. I like saying that.
Nehmer Hamel.
I see her pop up when I do walkie-talkies with Mimosa from time to time.
Thank you, ma'am.
I like saying her name. I go, John Jacob Linda Reimersmith.
Her name is my name too.
Thank you, Linda. All right. Yeah. So we are, we're going to get people's scariest moments. What, for real, do you have a good Halloween memory? Or is there anything like a good scary moment of your life that you can
really
share?
Not scary, like Halloween wise, but, thinking about Halloween earlier, remember we were young. All we had to use was the plastic masks with the band on the back.
Yes.
And you couldn't breathe in them. That's my fondest memory of Halloween. But the scariest I've ever been is always getting beat up at school.
Oh.
Yeah. So
right, getting in a fight.
Getting in a fight by the biggest, baddest guy in school. You know when what happens is whenever you get called out at school, the circle forms.
Yeah.
So I had a circle form around me. That's the worst. And you know you're going to get...
Because then you have to fight.
You have to fight. You don't want to fight. I didn't want to fight.
The circle forms...
It's on.
You got to fight.
You got to... You can't get out. They've like almost locked arms because teachers can't get in.
Right.
But, just probably a fight.
How did it go? How did the fight go?
I slapped him twice, fell on my back, bicycle kicked him, and then... By the time, so the teachers got over and pulled him off, but I was scared, man.
Well, that's a good tactic. No, everyone underestimates the bicycle kick.
The bicycle, I mean, you,
it's. I mean, he can't knock you down because you're already on your
down,
back, right?
Man.
So you, and he can't get to you because your legs are doing this. So I think that's.
It's going
to
buy some time.
Yeah, it'll go to buy some time, and then the teacher will come over, and you're like. I had him.
Yeah, I had him. Had him where I wanted him.
Yeah, look, he was afraid to come down here with me.
Yeah, I would eventually would have kicked him in the face.
He you're supposed to, you know, he didn't win because he didn't pin you.
No.
He couldn't get to you.
No.
So, bicycle kick, good job,
and,
man.
And two bitch slaps.
You slapped him.
I open hand slapped him.
That's
obviously
awesome.
I didn't know how to make a fist, but so backed up, open hand slapped him. And then went to kick him because I thought I was a karate kid. He grabbed my foot, turned me over. That's how I went on my back.
Oh, so that's 1 point him.
1 point him.
With the foot maneuver.
Yeah, that's totally a competition move. And then just bicycle kicked my way out of it
until
the teacher came. But that was probably one of my scariest moments. What about you?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, that's great. I like the bitch slap.
Yeah.
I do feel like...
I'm not no chump, you know.
Men, we don't fight as good as women. What I mean by that is when they fight each other, a lot of times they go for the hair.
Oh, yeah.
They grab the hair. And if someone were to grab hair, you know, they got your head. You can't move. You can't do anything.
Right.
Men don't do that. We just bulk up and like, come on. And we do a lot of this.
Yeah.
But if guys fought like girls, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see more dudes
more
go for the hair.
And
more slapping and hair pulling.
Yeah.
Anyway. Scariest I've ever been. Probably I was in Fargo, North Dakota, and I got a bad car wreck, and it was a car wreck that took forever.
Oh, it's like slow motion.
Yeah, you know most car wrecks are over like that.
Yeah,
this one it seemed to take forever. I was driving on the interstate. It was raining, but the rain turned into freezing rain, and I didn't realize it because I'd just been driving for so long. So I'm driving, I hit some black ice. And, you know, when you hit black ice, it's like, you like this? Car starts to do like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'll be correct. And then I corrected too much. And now I'm over here. And I did this in the road, but still going forward.
Yeah.
Right? And I fixed it. And then I got too far over in the median. Now I'm in the grass. And I'm doing like this. I'm like, okay, just ease it back onto the road. And I get back onto the road. And I go, whew, and then it goes to the other side.
Oh.
Now I'm going to the other, you know, down in the grass again, but on the other side of the road, down an embankment, tipped over.
Oh.
Now I'm sitting like this in my car, but it took forever, and I thought I was going to die. But when I crashed, I was like this, and so the top, you know, I was looking through my window this way.
Driver's side window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a trucker who had also wrecked about 100 yards in front of me.
Yeah.
He had already slid off the road, and I guess he saw that whole thing. So I'm just in shock. I mean, the radio's still playing. There's water going through my car because it was in a ditch.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, what happened? And I'm just like this. And I got out of the car. Now I'm standing in my car. You know, I'm standing on the passenger side window. Windshield's here. I'm looking up through the driver's side window, and I see this trucker running at me like this through the snow.
I'm going to save you.
I will save him. And he came over and was like, he said, don't move. There's broken glass everywhere. I'll lift the car up over you.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to crawl out.
Was that your Geo Tracker? Geo?
That was my Suzuki sidekick.
You had a sidekick.
I did. God, those are the best. Suzuki sidekick.
So, yeah, you had plenty of time to think
about. Those things are very light.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're basically box kites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should be driving those things.
No way.
But that was the scaredest I think I've ever been because I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to drown.
And it wasn't quick. It was. It took a little while for it to end.
Forever.
And you thought you had it, but you didn't.
Right.
Then, thank goodness you're okay. The river was running through your car, and it wasn't, or a creek, and it wasn't a river.
Right. So some of my favorite Halloween moments, though, throughout my life, and I told this on Heffern and Reap, but I'll do it here real quick. I wanted to be a pirate one year, and my dad just happened to have a sword that he stole a long time ago from the theater when he was in high school.
A Civil War sword.
Maybe. Yeah, it could have been a civil. It was like, it looked like that. Oh. It had like the handguard, and it had a
sheath.
Yeah. And it was always just hanging out in a barrel at the front. You know, the front door.
Like
yeah,
you never knew.
Golf clubs, canes, umbrellas.
Umbrellas, yeah.
A sword. So I said, Dad, I want to be a pirate for Halloween. He's like, cool. Yeah, we can put some mascara on you, give you a little beard, and all this stuff. And I said, but I'm going to need the sword. He's like, you're not getting a sword. That's a real sword. I can't let a kid walk around with a sword. I was like, Dad, I need the sword. And so what he did was he dulled it down. He took a thing and dulled it down. So it was like a letter opener.
Yeah.
Couldn't cut anybody. And he gave it to me. He said, do not draw the sword under any circumstances. Are you allowed to draw the sword? I said, okay, Dad. Fast forward, I'm at Eric Trivett's house, standing on something out in the front yard. We're all role-playing. And Eric's like, in this moment of pretending, he goes like, you must draw the sword! And I was like, I cannot! My father has forbade it! I think I drew it pretty later, later on, yeah. But he knew I was going to do it. That's why he dulled it down. It was good. That was one of my favorite outfits. And then one year I was a mummy. Dad just put tape all over me. I was a mummy. Rolled yards. That was fun.
Rolling yards. I remember getting not candy, but cash, as in coins instead of candy.
Really?
Did you ever get money?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that.
I did. I'm not a candy eater. So
oh, that's
cash,
right. You must hate Halloween.
I would take a quarter any day over a sweetheart.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Stamos here has a weird allergic thing where he can't eat certain sweet things. Most sweet things he cannot eat. What happens to you when you do it?
You're sick.
But
just don't feel good. It's like a downer to me. I get
you get lethargic.
Yeah,
and get sick.
Yeah, lethargic.
Okay.
If anybody can diagnose that.
Yeah, I would love it. If there's anyone watching this who is a doctor or works in some sort of area where you test allergies, I'd love you to come on the show because I want to know what this is and if it can be fixed.
Never had a soft drink in my life.
Never drink soft
drink? Never had a juice, fruit.
No chocolate?
No cakes, no chocolate.
But you can have?
Smarties.
Smarties.
And, that's about it. There's one or two little candies that I don't bother me, which is weird.
Which is weird.
It's sugar. But
yeah.
Anyway,
let me know. So, happy Halloween, buddy.
You too, man.
I'm going to be in Toledo, Ohio.
Rolling yards together.
I might be a Cobra Kai guy. I got caught like rolling yards one time.
Really?
Yeah. Me and I forgot who I was with. It was in our own neighborhood. We rolled the house of one of my neighbors.
Never roll your neighbor's yard. It's
not like next door neighbor, but in the neighborhood.
Even in the neighborhood.
I know. And we're walking around the block and we're like laughing about it. And this dude walks up to us and he's like, I don't know who he is. He's like, hey, did y'all roll this house over here? And I thought he was saying it like, good job. Like,
oh, he thought you were cool.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, man. It was totally us. It was awesome. Did you see it? He's like, that's my house.
Oh.
I go, he was looking. And in that moment, I realized I screwed up. So I weaseled my way out of it, and I got out of it. Here's what I did. He said, he goes, that was my house. I go, what? Which house? He goes, third, you know, he told me the address. I go, oh, no. We rolled Brad Cease's house.
We rolled a different
yard.
Wait,
what house are you in? Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. We didn't. But I know who it was.
Who'd you blame it on?
I forgot, but which I said I blamed it on somebody else, and he totally believed us and walked away. I couldn't believe it. I just admitted to a crime, and then I got out of it.
But there was always that guy in school you blamed everything on because everybody knew him.
Yeah,
you know, we had that guy too.
I think I probably blame. My go-to was either Ray Workman or Marty Laws.
Yeah.
Is who I would just blame stuff on because they're both gingers.
Yeah,
and I go. Like,
I get it.
It was Rodney Johnson. You know, he's another ginger.
Yeah.
Because we all look the same.
You do. Move. I like it.
All right, let's go to intern Elliot and intern Isaiah. What are the people saying? Any interesting comments as of yet?
Yeah, so my dad, he commented.
Why is it always your dad?
Well, there was one. Ronald Cudd had a good one, but it's sort of lengthy.
Fine, let's read your daddy's.
So, well, I can read the Ronald Cudd one, but like I said, it's lengthy.
Well, read. How lengthy is it?
It's pretty lengthy, but I can try and, like...
I want to hear you read it.
Okay, so Ronald Cudd said the scariest thing for me as a young kid was his church had a Halloween party at a neighborhood house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the garage of the house.
I've lost interest. What does your dad say?
See, I told
you. No, it's fine.
My dad said my favorite Halloween moment was at a club in Virginia called the Eagles Club, and I tried to throw up in a wild turkey bottle.
He tried to throw up.
Yeah, he tried to. Well, he tried to throw up in the wild turkey
bottle. Like, he had to throw up.
Yeah.
And he attempted to get it in the wild turkey bottle.
Did
he purposely try? Like, I'm
going
to tonight?
He purposely tried to get it in the wild turkey bottle. And you can imagine trying to spit in the wild turkey
tiny
bottle
little...
and vomit is like going off on the side.
Oh, that's horrible. That's nasty. I want to party with your dad. Okay, Elliot, any good comments on the YouTubes?
Yes, Jim with the J Sapphire says, man, I've been working in the hemp fields down the road from you, John, down here on Highway 3, waiting to hear some country-ish.
Oh, sweet. What was his name?
Jim with the J Sapphire.
Jim with the J Sapphire. Thanks, buddy. All right. So check this out. We also got an email. I've got ideas for us, guys. Future episodes. There's a guy named Travis Mahaffey who teaches. He's a level one instructor at DDP Yoga. You know what that is?
Yoga?
DDP Yoga.
I don't know of that particular yoga.
Do you know who Diamond Dallas Page is?
And he has his own. Yeah, he has his own yoga.
He does his own yoga thing.
Okay.
And he has offered to give us free yoga lessons. So in an upcoming episode, I want me, you, Sebastian, Elliot, and Isaiah all to do yoga together.
Of course.
After we all eat a can of beans.
Oh.
We're going to eat beans first, and then we're going to do yoga.
Okay.
And record it.
What's the beans
what
for?
Have you done yoga?
Yeah, I've done yoga.
You never got the urge to...
No, but I've heard tell of it. I like people, doing it and not meaning.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, so you want to?
You got to add something. Yeah, just do yoga.
Can't just do yoga for no reason.
Right, we're gonna do something fun.
I got it.
So I'm thinking of doing that. Let's talk about our weekends. I had a good time this weekend. I went to with Sebastian. We went to MVP. Oh wait, we got to get to the phone lines. Are there people on hold? Okay, let's do that. We got people on hold, and I got one. 2, 3, 4, 5 envelopes from the Screen Actors Guild. These are probably paychecks.
Hopefully.
I'm going to let Stamos pick one, and I'm going to open it. And I'm going to tell you what it's for, and I want you guys at home and on the phone to guess what the amount is. The closest person wins the game if you get it exactly right. You get the check.
Exactly right.
You got to be exactly right to win the check. Because I've done some acting in my days. That's why I get these. I get these all the time. I've done some acting. I've been in some sitcoms.
Heard of that,
been in some movies. Been in some TV commercials. I've done some adult films I'm not proud of. But
poor Betty.
They got to pay me for that.
Okay.
So why don't you just pick a check, and we'll I'll open it. We'll get this game started.
All right. I'm going to pick that one.
All right. Now, let me show you something real quick, what you've done. This is great. Some of them have my name on it. Some of them have my company name.
Uh-huh.
My company name is Grin Reaper. See what I did there?
I did. You grinned.
Now, here's what makes me nervous when you pick one with my name on it. Might be a bill. Let's see, though. This might be the first time we get a bill.
Well, let's guess this how is much the, one the bill picked. Is. And then they get to pay the bill.
And if you get exactly right, you get to pay the bill.
Yeah.
It's a game that we like to call...
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
End.
It wasn't quite loud enough. I was trying to end it right at the time the music ends.
Yeah.
Now, that's the new thing we're doing. Now that we're live, we're trying to do it to the music.
Yeah.
Which is why I switched it up on you. All right. Stamos has picked one. I'm gonna rip it open, and we'll see what happens. Huh? You excited?
I am. Hope somebody wins. Not had a winner ever.
Okay. It is a check. It's not a bill.
Good.
This is good news.
Good. What does that laugh mean?
I don't know. What do you think it means? It's part of the game. Are you going to read my face?
Why Stamos? Would you laugh?
Why would I laugh like that?
Do you laugh because it's big or small?
Halloween, and it's an interesting number.
Okay.
Here we go. What's it for? I'll tell you what it's for. This is for an episode of the sitcom Rodney. One episode. It's the episode called Talent Show. And... it's for electronic sell-through.
Which
one episode. I think, I don't know. I think that's like if you were to download it on your device.
From?
Hulu,
where can we
maybe?
Find Rodney?
Oh, let me also say this. For future episodes, and I got this from Elliot. Intern Elliot said this. If you download the ABC app on your Roku or your Fire TV or even your phone or tablet, the entire series of Rodney is available to stream for free. But you could impact this game.
Yeah.
Because the more people stream it, the more I might get paid. So anyway, do that. One episode, dude, and I'm going to start with you.
One episode, Rodney.
Electronic sell-through, one episode.
We don't really know what that is. I'm going to go with...
this is great.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. It's actually two amounts here. There's one total gross, and then there's one for the whole check. The last time I did this, I had Sebastian choose which one that we were going to use for the game. Do you want to use total gross, or do you want to use the actual check after taxes?
Let's do
the actual check.
Yeah, let's do the
check. All right, so I'm going to get rid of this. I'll tell you what that was later. This is for the actual check.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready for your guess.
I'll throw one out there. I'm going to say $11.33.
$11.33. Stamos, you're locked in. What kind of lock would you like today?
The usual.
Cranberry lock?
Please.
Locked in. All righty. Alan, should we go to one of these guys back here? Both of them? All right. Let's start with Isaiah. What is your guess?
$12.06.
$12.06. Locked in. Elliot, do you have a guess?
$14.77.
$14.77. Okay. Everybody's locked in. I'm tired of making the noise.
I would be too.
Let's just, you're locked in. All right, Alan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see who we got on the horn today. How many people are in the holding area? Hi, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Good evening.
Rick Sanford III. Good to see you again, buddy. I feel like I just talked to you.
I think you just did 24 hours ago.
I know, right?
Hey, Mr. Stamos, Mr. Jackson, Isaiah, how are you guys?
Hey, hey, Rick.
Great.
What'd you do, calling at 3 o'clock today to get on first?
No, 802.
802.
So that's a
good
the secret.
There you go. Remember that. Okay, Rick, give me a guess, buddy.
$13.89.
$13.89. Locked in. All righty, Alan, let's keep going. Who else do we have on the phone on the Country-ish podcast with me, John Rape? And who am I talking to?
Samantha
Dawn Kingston, the reigning champion of the Screen Actors Guild Residual Check Game. Samantha, what is your guess?
$17.85.
Is that right? You're not saying
yes,
$1,785.00. You're saying $17.85, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're locked in. Okay, let's keep going. How many people do we have in the area? Is it full?
There's 7 more.
Oh, gee whiz. Let's take 2 more, the next 2. All right. And hi, you're talking to John Reap. Who am I talking to?
Hey, John, it's Sean Kelly.
Sean Kelly, one of our Patreon supporters. Also,
yes,
Rick and Samantha are too. Thank you, guys. Okay, Mr. Kelly, what is your guess?
Well, I think it was a little bit high, so I'm going to go with
$2.69. That is a great guess.
I could tell by the look on your face it was a good
guess. That's a great guess. All right, I'm going to lock you in.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's get one more, and let's pick a winner here in a second. I'm hoping this next person's been paying attention and will give us an educated guess. You're on the phone with me, John Reap. Who am I talking to?
This is Brenda.
Brenda? Brenda Sachs?
Yes.
Well, how are you?
Fine.
Have you picked out your Halloween costume yet?
No, not yet. I'll work on it, though.
I told her she needs to be Rizzo from Greece. I think she'd be a good Rizzo. All right. Brenda, what's your guess?
Well, I think everybody's low. I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go
$42.73. $42.73. Locked in. Wasn't paying attention. I love you, though, Brenda. All righty, then, Alan. I think we're good. All right, so if you're – how many – you've got 4 more people on hold?
There's
6 more on hold. Let me just thank them all. Thank you all for calling in. I appreciate you. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Can you see their names, Alan? You don't even know who it is? You just see phone numbers. All right, so – I'm gonna go ahead and finish the game, and then let's just go through the calls and say thanks, because I appreciate when people call in, you know. All right. Well, I've got some exciting news. This is probably the funniest check that I've gotten in quite some time. 2 digits.
What?
2 digits.
Oh, boy.
And they are behind the decimal point.
It costs more money to make the check than it.
What number was I at high school football?
40? No, wait a minute. What number are you? 20?
That's Jason. You had it right.
40. 40. Okay, yeah. Let's go say 40.
This check is for 40 cents.
Yes.
Get a good look at it, folks. Can you see that, Alan? That is it. 40 cents. One episode. The gross was 63 cents.
Oh, my God.
After taxes, 40 cents. How much is a stamp?
What are they now, Alan?
How much does a stamp cost? I think this was borderline, you know.
They lost money.
No, everyone loses.
Yeah.
So that makes the winner, Alan. Who's the winner? Sean Kelly, right?
Sean Kelly.
Sean Kelly won with a guess of $2 and $2 and what? Sean, what was your guess? $2 and what?
It was $2.69.
Congratulations. You are the new champion of the Screen Actors Guild Residual Check. How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm going to go to bed in about an hour.
Dude, that pace boy. Yourself. Pace yourself. You're how old are you, Sean Kelly?
I'm only 41.
But yeah, look, don't I'm pull ahead. Stretch year, so. First. Stretch, drink plenty of fluids, then party it up.
I'll make sure I do all that
when you pass out. Hey, congratulations. I appreciate it. Now you can tell Samantha that you're the champion.
This week.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks week. For playing. We'll all right. Back. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Now let's get through these phone calls and just say hello and how do you do. Hi, this is John Reap. Who am I talking to?
Roger LaFaria.
Roger again. What's his last name?
LaFaria.
Thank you for calling in, buddy. We've ended the game. Where are you calling from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee, dude. I'm going to be there. New Year's Eve. What are you doing?
I know. I can't wait.
You going to come out?
Oh, yes, sir.
You come hang out with me. We'll do a shot together, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good night.
You too. Who Bye. Else we got on the horn there, Alan? Let's just get through. Hey, this is John Reap. Who am I talking to?
Talking to Ron Munjo.
Ron Munjo. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Munjo.
Bon Jovi?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Steel Town. Tidal Town.
That's good.
How about them Steelers, huh?
Looking good.
Yeah, beat the Titans the other day. It's a close one, though.
Yeah, I thought they were going to give it away, but they pulled through.
So I appreciate you calling in, man. I don't know when I'm going to get up to Pittsburgh next, but if I do, I hope you come see me and you keep on reaping on.
Metro Jethro.
That's it, brother. I appreciate it. All right, Alan, who else do we got?
All right, buddy.
Take care, man. Let me say hey to – we got two more? All right. And you're on the phone, I believe, with me, John Reap. Who is this?
Hey there. This is your mama.
Oh!
Mimosa. See, this is why you got to get through the phone calls. Yeah. How's my dear sweet Mimosa?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We picked a winner already, but don't worry. I can stop on the way home and get you something if you need. Are you?
That was a pitiful check.
No, I know, Mom. It's a pitiful career I've chosen. thanks for letting me live there again. Is Jason home?
I enjoy it. Yeah, he's already in the bed.
What time is it, dude?
It's 8:35.
8:34. Yeah. He goes straight to his room.
I wish I could do that. It's not fair.
Well, Mom, what was your guess going to be?
It was going to be $9.89.
Yeah.
A little optimistic.
That's not bad, you know, but anyway, I will see you at the house in a little bit, okay? Let's get through one more phone call. Love you, Mama.
All
right, bye-bye. All righty, let's last phone call. This is John Reap. You are live on Country-ish. Who am I talking to?
You are talking to the creator of the Reap's Peeps.
Is this someone by the name of Cammy?
It is. How are
Alan,
you?
Alan, you know Cammy. Cammy Hepler. How you doing, Cammy?
I am doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Having fun playing this game. What was your guess going to be?
It was going to be $4.16.
That would have been a good guess, but I think
it was a low ball good guess, but Sean still beat me.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you called in. Thanks for doing that, and I hope that you will call in again sometime.
I absolutely will.
And you tell
y'all have a fun time.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, everybody, and that is how you play. How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check? You know what I'm disappointed in, though?
What?
I was hoping that Roseanne would call.
What's wrong with her? Is she sick?
I don't know. Effects. But she has reached out. We have intern Elliot, who's in charge of research, booking guests, kind of stuff. Let's check in with him and see what's the latest irons in the fire that he might have. Elliot, can you lean in the microphone there and tell us what's going on?
Yes, sir. Well, as we discussed last week, Ariel Robinson, you'll be getting in touch with her any day now, and so that will be available soon. Tony Bullard did confirm. We had mentioned him last week, and finally got in touch with him, and he's very excited to talk to you.
And tell the audience what these people do and what they're known for. Start with Ariel again.
Ariel Robinson just won Worst Cooks in America on the Food Network, and she's a successful comedian as well.
Very good.
And Tony Bullard's a successful musician. He plays with Earl and the Agitators, Foghat, Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, yeah.
He's a member of the Allman Brothers Band. You have to be in there for a long time before you're accepted. And
right.
And he actually does the processing for their merch page. Whenever you order something from them,
wears many hats.
He does indeed, yes. And we did hear back from, even though Marcus had forbade it, got in touch with John Stamos' PR people. Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, he would love to call in and rip him a new one for missing the family reunion last year. However, he's in a quarantine bubble because he's shooting the new series Big Shot for Disney+.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, look at that. Your brother might come on the show.
But he's mad because I didn't make the family reunion.
He's still angry at you. Yeah.
That's fine. I'll set that straight.
Okay. Well, let's there's lots of things we could do here. Roseanne has reached out. She sent us a voicemail, and I feel obligated because she's such a good caller when she calls in to play the game. She always makes funny sound effects. And I believe she wants to do comedy.
I think so.
And she left us an interesting voicemail. I think we should play it.
Please.
Alan, would you like to play a little message from Roseanne? Let's hear this.
Hi, John. This is Roseanne Henshaw with a little dose of laughter. As you know, John, this is football season, and I just love watching that sport. However, I'm still just a bit confused about the jobs of those players. For example, the quarterback. Is he the guy you get change from? Running back. Where is he running to? Tight end. Don't they all have tight butts? And don't get me started on those offensive linemen. Because if they're going to be offensive and say a lot of foul language, why are they letting them play? And then, for example, the pigskin. That's for the football. I thought pigskins was for chitlins. You know, that kind of reminds me when I went to the county fair. They had a grease pig contest. They let that little sucker go and came right towards me. I grabbed his hind leg and I pulled him up and gave him a big hug so much that he was turning red. Well, all that little guy could say to me is, man, he was definitely an oinker. Well, that's my time and hope you had a little bit of a laugh.
Yes.
This is A Little Dose of Laughter by Roseanne Henshaw.
Oh, thank you, Roseanne Henshaw. That was great. I'm happy she was able to get one sound effect in there at least.
Yeah.
To me, I've already typecast her as the person who makes animal noises.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be disappointed if she doesn't give me a noise every time.
She's got a little bit of a stand-up.
Oh, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a stand-up.
Reminds me of Andy Griffith did a bit on what it was football. He had a whole bit about it.
Yeah, he did. That was good.
Yeah. Thank you, Roseanne. I like that you made the noise. all righty. Well, let's see here. What else can we do? I got a couple more things we could talk about. Alan, do you want to break here and then mix it up? Or how are we doing on time? Huh? Okay. All right, folks. Don't go anywhere because we still have a very funny interview coming up. My buddy John Caparulo is going to be here. We've got more to talk about. We got to pick a winner of the pumpkin contest, the pumpkin bumpkin contest. We've got a great small town news story. Lots to do. Don't go anywhere. But we'll be right back with more country-ish after this. Hey, everybody. John Reap here. Just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. We love it when you do that. Also, I want you to go cruising with me. That's right. Not in a car, in a ship. That's right. It's the Reaps Peeps Comedy Cruise. Check it out. If you go to johnreap.com, click on the Reaps Peeps Cruise. All the information you need is right there. It's in 2021. You got plenty of time. November the 6th through the 11th. We're going to a private beach in Haiti. We're going to Nassau. I'm doing stand-up. We're doing a podcast. And we're doing karaoke. 5 nights. It's going to be a blast. Get on the boat with me, John Reap, and the Reaps Peeps Cruise. Hey, everybody. John Reap here, hanging out at Wainio's Silver Bullet. We're going to go check it out. Only place on 127 you can brown bag. Come on! If you love this podcast and you love wearing shirts, well, we got something for you. If you go to countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, it'll take you to my store, and we have an awesome t-shirt for you. It's a Countryish Podcast t-shirt. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? Also, it's got the website on there. It's a soft tee, very soft, feels good on your skin. And it helps us keep the lights on here at the studio. So check out countryishpodcast.com. Click on merchandise. Get yourself a t-shirt. And know that I love you. And we're back. Thank you. All right. What do you want to do next? You want to open your cards? You want to read some iTunes reviews?
Let's do some reviews, man. Let's go and get these reviews just because these are good.
Yeah. So... here's another way you can help this podcast. If you have no money and you don't want to be a Patreon supporter, I get it. But what you could do is go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and give us a rating of 5 stars and write a nice review. And Mr. Stamos here, a celebrity, will read your words and give you a shout out. What do we got, buddy?
We've got a bunch of 5 stars here. So, this one from PokerStar25.
Okay.
John Reap is hilarious. Stamos has better hair than his brother.
Oh, take that, Uncle Jesse.
Bam.
In your face.
The Alan Jackson can sing a phone book or at least read one. I don't know what they're trying to say. What does that mean?
Yeah, because Alan's never sang on the show, but I think that's more of a comment about the actual country singer, Alan Jackson. Yeah, he's saying, can at least read one. I guess that's what he was going for.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know if he's trying to make fun or what. But anyway, let the intern on more. I assume they mean Isaiah.
Let the intern on more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
I love it. There you go, Isaiah. People love you. They do. Could it be talking about Elliot or Amar?
This one from Johnny Luck 4. Awesome show. And who doesn't love John is the Hemi Reap. John is that a Hemi Reap.
Yeah.
Great group of guys. Cheers. One more from NC Tower. Been a fan since the early days. I got a chance to meet in person at Lake Hickory Haunt.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And wanted to shake his hand so bad, but I refrained due to COVID. Boo.
Oh.
Thank you for the conversation and sharing the podcast with me. So yeah. That's how they found out about it.
I know who that guy was. You remember. When I went in there to the gift shop area. To get the tickets for, like, you know,
the axe throwing
and stuff. There's a dude standing in front of me that was from Virginia, I believe. That's crazy. Another guy from Virginia. And he recognized me. We just started talking. I gave him a card or something. So, yeah. Thank you for writing a review.
Yeah. Country-ish is my first podcast, and you guys rock. Thanks, guys. You made my 3-hour trip home flight home, the best ever. Thanks for the great content.
Wonderful.
Keep them coming.
Look, see, that's one of the many ways you can enjoy this podcast is you can it's a good way to, like, if you have traveling to do, like if you got a long drive, pop this sucker in. Maybe you're going to take a shower in the bathroom for a while. You're fixing your hair, putting your makeup on, country-ish podcast. Mowing the grass, country-ish podcast.
While you're working.
While you're working, country-ish podcast. Yeah, lots of ways. Okay, you got two cards. You want to open up one of your cards?
Yeah, we'll look at these real quick.
Yeah. Why do you have two cards and I have zero?
Did you get any? Or did she's, Alan?
I think
or?
She's, yeah, we opened theirs last week.
Oh, I wasn't here.
But you have two. And last week, I got zero.
So this is from Superfan Samantha Dawn Kingston.
Yeah.
So
Superfan Samantha.
I love how she does
opening the card.
What do you call that? The wax.
Wax stamp.
So she still does the wax stamp.
Wax seal.
You don't
seal.
See that anymore. You know, we saw that.
Very,
as we were
very
kids.
Dracula. Yeah.
So, ooh, about knocked that over. Laughed often, breathe deeply, wash your hands.
Yeah.
And it's, what is that?
Oh, that didn't go. It was supposed to fly.
Oh, it was going to fly when it came out.
Yeah, it was supposed to do that, but it didn't work. There you go.
Hope you're doing well. COVID sucks. Shop at Goodwill. Stay healthy. Thinking of you, Samantha.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you, Samantha.
Okay.
One more.
One
quick.
More. Now, hopefully, if there's another butterfly in there,
yeah,
it'll go.
I'll be careful.
And thank you, Samantha, for all the wonderful things that you do. Hope you're having a great Halloween. Hope your mom and them and the family and everybody are good.
Here we go. No? Okay.
Oh, no.
So, what do you got? It says, with friends like you.
They should call it Palloween.
Palloween! And you got stickers.
Some stickers, yeah.
Look at here. Zombie party. All right.
Thank you, Samantha.
Well, let's move on. Last week, we had a friendly little contest. And we had Isaiah and Elliot come in here and make their own country-ish bumpkin pumpkins. It's hard to say.
That was a lot.
And we took pictures of them, and we put them up on our Facebook page. There they are. You got Elliot's here on the left, Isaiah on the right. And I told people to vote on Facebook.
Both
and I've
good.
Got the results. And I'm sure Elliot will have something to say as well. I think he's also wrote down some stuff, but I'll start. On the actual poll that I posted on the Facebook Country-ish Podcast Facebook group, from there I shared it to the Facebook fan page. It's a pain in the butt. This is why I'm getting mad at Facebook, because I'm not able to create a poll on a fan page. I have to create it in a group. So even do – I know this is confusing, but in order to have a poll, I had to go to the group. Anyway, that's how confusing we are. We have a group and a page and a website. So anyway, the poll says 25 votes for Isaiah, 20 votes for Elliot. Mm. Now, I also heard there's complaints. Some people said they couldn't vote, like they weren't allowed to do it. I think it's probably because they weren't part of the group. You had to be a part of the group. Anyway,
outsiders.
So then I noticed that. I thought, well, let's fix this. What I'll do is I'll post in that comment section picture of each pumpkin. And I said, just click on the one that you like the best. Give it a thumbs up. Now, in that, Isaiah got one thumbs up. Elliot got 12 thumbs up.
Wow.
But then Isaiah got one random person just said Isaiah, just typed the name. Mm. So that's an extra one for Isaiah. After you calculate all of that,
The winner is.
And I want Elliot, the intern, to lean in and talk to us. What have you come up with?
We've come up with 30 votes for Isaiah and 33 for ours.
Ooh, very close. Now, you said ours, as if I'm involved somehow.
Oh, no, because of all of the hard work that Linda put in.
Your wife Linda.
Yes.
Right.
And my sister helped me with my pumpkin. Yeah. I forgot to give her a shout-out last episode, and she chewed me out for not doing that.
So it looks like the winner is Elliot the intern. Congratulations, Elliot. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I didn't have a reward for the winner. I only had a punishment for the loser. And the loser, I told you, whoever loses this has to stand up and do the what's that dance from Goonies? The chunky guy, what's it? Remember that guy from Goonies that had to do the chunk dance?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I think the guy's name was Chunk.
Yeah.
And the dance was called. Crap.
Something about being hungry, right?
Yeah.
So you got to do that. Would it, just let me know when you're ready, and we'll get the camera situated. We'll turn on more lights. Chunk from Goonies dance. Hang on. I'm going to look it up for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's called the Truffle Shuffle.
The Truffle Shuffle.
You got to do the truffle. Do you remember how it goes? Look, you don't have to do it right now.
Okay.
But at some point, Google Truffle Shuffle, okay, and you'll have to do that. That's what you get for losing. You should have won. Sorry.
Hey, I even voted for Elliot. So
did you? I voted for Elliot's too.
And I voted for Isaiah.
Alan, who did you vote for? Did you vote?
He didn't vote.
Mark, did you vote for
Scott? I did not. I did not vote. This is the first I've heard of this, actually.
Right.
Well,
as soon as I brought it up, I knew it'd be like
what? Both great jobs, though.
Yeah, you both did both a good did job. Good,
I like the teeth. What are those? What'd you use for the teeth, real quick, Isaiah?
Mm-hmm. There's like, we bought some teeth from like the Dollar General, and they just screw in.
The Dollar General, perfect.
Yeah, so you can always just get teeth at the Dollar General. It don't even have to be Halloween.
No.
You can go in there anytime.
Screw in teeth, Dollar General.
Because a lot of times, I'm not paying over $5 for teeth. If it's a dollar at the Dollar General.
There's stuff in Dollar General that's more than $2. I mean, there's stuff in there that's $25, $30. But,
well, I don't like that. That's false advertising.
Now, the Dollar Tree, you know, that's a dollar.
Dollar Tree.
I like the Dollar
Tree. So why everything is it called Dollar General if everything's over a dollar?
That's a good question.
I'm suing them for false advertising.
Dollar General.
Well, that was fun. Congratulations. Everybody clap for Elliot, the intern. Good job, buddy. Do you still have the pumpkin? Is it on display at your house?
Yes, sir.
And Elliot, is yours still alive? I mean, Isaiah, is yours still alive?
Yeah, mine's still alive.
Okay. Are you going to put a candle in it? What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to put a candle in it.
Okay. Did you cook the seeds?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I did that. I made one too, by the way. I don't have a picture ready here for you, but I did carve my own, and we made some pumpkin seeds.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, they're disgusting, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not what I remembered as a kid. What are they saying? Anything interesting on the comments on Facebook or YouTube? Think about it while I talk about this. Jody and I got together, and we watched an interesting Halloween movie that I do not recommend. So I'm going to tell everyone what not to watch. And I hate saying this. It's an Adam Sandler movie called Hubie Halloween. It is not good. And I love Adam Sandler, but this movie is dumb. One of the dumbest ones I've seen.
Yeah.
He has an accent that he's doing that I don't understand half of what he says. Because it takes place in Salem, where the witch trials were or whatever. Right. And he's got this thing where he's always, he's got a canteen that he walks around with. Or a thermos that it does all these different things. It's like a Swiss Army knife. One minute it's got a flamethrower, next minute it's got a flashlight. It makes no sense. And I wanted to like it, but I did not like it. So that is what not to watch for Halloween.
So you never see shows that's not what to watch.
Here's something you should not watch.
Yeah.
Instead, maybe watch not Friday the 13th, Halloween.
Yeah.
They made a new version of Halloween not long ago. The guys from Rough House Pictures, the guys that did Eastbound and Down, they did their own version of Halloween. And it's not funny. It's a scary movie, and it's pretty good. So I would suggest that. All righty then. You guys come up with anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay. So early on in the show, Pam Nance commented and said that she was always embarrassed to go trick-or-treating because she thought she was begging for food.
Right. Yeah, you kind of are. Yeah. Walking around begging food from strangers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of...
You're holding the bucket
Holding the bucket out in front of them and everything.
Can I, please, sir, can I have some more? What's that from? Anybody know? Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oliver?
Yes! Man, Elliot is kicking butt tonight. That's two victories. Yeah, that's from the movie Oliver. I knew that you would not know, and I bet Alan knew, but he just didn't say anything. All right. Is he on hold right now? Is he here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, good. I was stalling because right now joining us, he's in the Zoom bullpen as we speak. Very funny comedian who I've had the pleasure of meeting a long time ago at the Comedy Store. He's been on lots of stuff, Tonight Show, Comedy Central many times, and he's got some hilarious stories. Check out this clip, and we'll do an interview with this guy, the very funny John Caparulo.
I can't deal with them. Like, you know, customer service, they snap. Like, my cable went out. That's like being stuck on an island. Because they don't care. I called a cable company. I'm like, yeah, I got fuzz. Can you do something? Well, we can't come out tonight. We can come out on Monday between 10 a.m. and Thursday. You gonna be home? Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be home. But that's not the point. Then they ask dumb questions like it's my fault. Is your TV plugged in? I will stab you. All right, I swear to God. Who unplugs the TV ever? You plug it in once and it stays that way till you move. All right, nobody unplugs your TV. I can't live without TV. Like, I run into people all the time. I don't even watch TV. Well, what do you do? Like, I'm sick of people who read. Shut up. All right, you know what? Because you're just being difficult. We've invented better stuff, all right? Stop reading. Like, you ever go to a movie? You like the movie because it's a movie. Somebody's always got to ruin it. Oh, the book's so much better than the movie. Oh, shut up, nerd. All right, it's not better. It's never better. There's a reason why they invented movies, because books suck, all right? Nobody likes to read. Like, I'm going to go read something I can watch in 2 hours and get done. Oh, yeah, let me find a book and sit under a tree and get lost in a world of make-believe and become gay. All right, that's great. Let me do that instead.
All right. Joining me right now, one of the funniest guys to walk the planet. We were neighbors for a minute.
Yeah, man.
John Caparulo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing.
Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, brother. It's been a minute. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw you. Headliners like us, Alan, we're ships passing the night, you know.
But we started around,
I don't say start, but like we both kind of got our beginnings there at the Comedy Store around the same time. Yep. I remember sitting back and just laughing my head off at you because we both worked at a golf course for a minute. And
if
you work at a golf course, there are so many hilarious random things that happen.
Yeah.
and one of my favorite stories that you have happened to you involving a swan?
It was, yeah. Yeah, because I worked at a golf course back in Ohio as a summer job. A few times because my mom was like the office manager at the country club. So I got to, I worked there. I also, when I met you, I was, we were both, I think you got forced to be a doorman at the Comedy Store for a minute. And, I think I came in as a doorman, like maybe right before you. But anyway, like while I was working the door, I also worked at, an LA municipal, a golf course for a little over 2 years.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, that was, but that job was fun because I was like everybody else at that job, because it was a municipal course, it was under Parks and Rec. So everybody else at that job seemed to come about it through community service. Like they all got, like a DUI or something and they had to do their community service basically like raking traps and you know, and pulling weeds. And I was the only one who didn't come about the job that way. Like I was, because I knew I had golf course experience from Ohio. So it was down the street from me. It was in Encino. And I remember like the other guys at the course, so they'd be like,
what'd you do to get in here? I'm like, I filled out an application. I didn't punch my girlfriend or anything. So it was, but the swan, it was actually at the golf course in Ohio, I guess when they lay eggs, swans lay eggs, and they get real, real chippy. They get real defensive. Like the male swan does this thing to like defend the nest because, and he has good reason to, because I guess like what would happen all the time is like, you know, rednecks would come in like late at night and swipe their eggs, hopefully to sell them. But, they were, because swans are expensive, I guess. That's what I found out actually after it attacked me. Cause I'm like, hey, and they're like, you didn't hurt the swan, did you? I'm like, you dicks, right?
I've had them hiss at me a couple of times. There was a place in Hickory, a public swimming pool called Cool Park. And for whatever reason, there were some random geese or swan. I don't know. There's some big white bird with a long neck. And you'd walk up and it would just be in the front bushes. And I try to go pet this thing and it made this weird sounding.
They don't mess with me. Because that's what the thing for me. And I think that's what I ended up doing with my golf course job when I was still working the door at the Comedy Stores. I actually was able to synthesize that pain of working there into a pretty good bit about, you know, getting attacked by a swan, catching gophers, all that stuff. But the swan, when a swan stalks you, the swan doesn't realize he looks like a freaking swan. It's like he thinks he looks like a bear. So he's coming at you like he's a bear, but he still looks like a big ass duck. And there's part of you that's like, you want to laugh, but you really want to run because, when I got attacked in Ohio, I was riding, like I was on a riding mower and I was cutting just the grass, like right, like between, it was like rough between the tee box and the fairway, and riding mowers don't move fast at all. So I just saw that it wasn't like I could make a break for it on the lawn boy. So he's like coming at me with his wings and I literally dove off the mower like Lethal Weapon and got the hell out. I ran back, but he charged right, like they charge right at you, flapping their wings and they go right. I mean, it's not the kind of bite you want to report either. You can't go to the hospital with a swan bite, you know. It just doesn't.
I remember sitting back in the Comedy Store watching you tell this story like for the first time and dying laughing because I know it's weird. You see, it's in our brains. It's just a dumb bird. I'll just kick the damn thing. It'll be over with. But it's charging you its wings are out and it makes this weird bow shape with its neck and it comes at you like, and you're like, really? I'm going to.
You have this stupid looking bird who thinks he looks like a Crip.
I gotta get the hell out of here. I gotta run from this damn bird now. Yeah,
seriously. And that's another thing that's fun too is hoping nobody saw you running from a freaking swan. I mean, geez, it's one of those things. It really does make you take stock of where you're at in life.
Yeah.
In that moment,
I was looking on your website. Are you doing a comic book, or are you about to do a comic book? What's going on with it? Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, it's been 6 years ago now. I started writing writing scripts and developing an idea for an animated show called Cartoon Comic. I basically wanted to, because it's like I've always been a big fan of animated shows. I love The Simpsons and South Park and Family Guy. And I love American Dad's like one of my favorite shows now. And my wife actually got me to watch Louie's show years back. Like, you know, it was before we had our daughter or anything. And before he got in trouble. But back when she got me to watch this, cause I never watched live action shows. She got me to watch it. I was like, man, I would love to be able to do a show like that because I felt like he really was – he brilliantly captured the I felt like the stand-up life as far mm-hmm. as, yeah, because they, you know, I've been through it. You've been through it, like where they try to develop a show around your stand-up, and it's like, it doesn't make any sense because they're adding all these other characters in it that don't, right. they're not part of your act. Because, you know, as a stand-up, basically your act is, I woke up today and ... Yeah. You know, that's basically what it is. So I was like, man, Louis really captured that on this show. I would love to be able to do a show like that. And but my thing was like, I love animation. I love the way, you know, you can do anything in a cartoon world, like, because nothing matters. Like, you know, characters can catch on fire. Doesn't matter. It's a cartoon. Who cares? You know, and yeah. it's and you can do so much more. You can be so much funnier in that because the gloves are off. And
right.
So I started writing and developing a show. Basically, it was about, at the time, it was before we even had our daughter. It was about me, my wife Jamie, and our two talking dogs. And and then it's obviously grown since then to include our my daughter Madden. So so then I can't draw
right,
animate.
Right,
so right. That's a problem. So in my quest to try to find, you know, funding and somebody, you know, artists, people to help me to actually bring the show to life, a friend of mine was like, why don't you write a comic book? That'd be actually easier to produce because we could, you know, self-publish and everything. So I have 5 issues of it now.
Cool.
Cartoon comic to comic book. Yeah, we were selling them after my shows and stuff. It's on, I think I have the first 3 issues on Comixology right now, but I've been trying to, I would love to do it more. I haven't been able to, like, really, you know, get a foothold in the comic book world or anything. I did one festival, but it's a fun outlet because I really do like writing in that style and fashion. But my whole goal was that I wanted to turn myself into a cartoon. Basically,
100%, man. I'm telling you, you have a distinctive voice, right? Like, it's perfect for that.
Thank you.
Have you done? I think I've seen clips of your stand up animated before.
Mm-hmm. We put 3 of them on YouTube so far. I have a 4th one.
Okay.
That's being animated as we speak, but. We also called them cartoon comic because I wanted to call them cartoon Catholics because of the series that I did before.
Right.
And I got overruled by my wife. Cause she's like, that happens. No, we got to keep everything under the cartoon comic title. Fine. So anyway, what I've been doing since the pandemic started is, after a few months of sitting around, I started, basically I record stand up at home. I have like that soundproofing stuff that you have like behind you.
Right. Yeah.
I put it up in my bathroom and and I record new standard. I basically work it out in there. It just running it. And then get it down, record it. And I send it off to this guy, Seth Feinberg, who's a really talented freelance animator. And he brings it to life. And so far we have 3 episodes that are up on my site and on YouTube now.
That's awesome. Comic.
But yeah, it's basically what it is like, yeah, I do stand up and yeah, he does sort of like the animated, like, you know, he sort of illustrates what I'm talking about. And then we come back to the stage, but it's basically showing me in an empty theater for trying to perform. And, But what I'd like to do now, like, because I don't know how long this is going to stretch, is like right before the pandemic started is we were going to launch a crowdfunding campaign to produce my next special, which was going to be half live action and half animation. I was going to do my live action stand up concert. And then we were going to weave in some animated clips to sort of showcase the idea of cartoon comic in the show. But now, actually, what I'm thinking of doing, because I don't know how long it's going to be before I'm able to perform in front of an audience, at least regularly.
Right.
I'm trying to put together my next special being almost basically all animated. I'm going to do the stand up like I've been doing and then do basically interstitial skits.
Yeah.
You know, involving all the characters and stuff like that. So
did you audition for commercials?
Yeah. I did for a short, for,
yeah.
It was a pretty short stretch.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So that, like, man. Like, I don't have the tolerance for that shit anymore. No.
That's one thing I do not miss is having to go down to Bundy Boulevard or whatever it was. It was like the other corner of Los Angeles from where I live, because like they would call, they would tell you the night before, like at like 7:00. You're like, hey, you got an audition tomorrow at 9:00. Like, oh, come on. And you'd have to go to the big cattle call, and you didn't know what you were going to audition for.
Right.
And it'd be like, you'd get in there and be like, all right, do the do. It's come on. I remember one that it was something like where they, we were supposed to, like it was a beer commercial, or it was a like Smirnoff Ice or some shit. Uh-huh. It was like we were supposed to be dudes at a club or something, and we were supposed to like look, you know, like metrosexual.
Maybe
club
that's
goers,
the one I'm like, thinking they're, of.
Why did you even ask me for this? Come on. What about my headshot? And well, what made you think, oh, he'll fit this part? No, I won't fit that part. It's ridiculous.
That's what I love about you. Like you would get – like you. Apparently you got there that day not knowing what it was. It was like no. And as I'm walking out, you're like, yeah, no, I ain't doing this. Or
yeah,
something
would,
like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. I'd leave when I got the side. Like get the hell out of here! Come on, because that was one thing with LA that I guess like I never really like a lot of people thought it was which was odd about me that I like or one of the things, but it was like I went to Los Angeles to become a comedian. I just wanted to be a great comedian,
yeah.
And all the other stuff that went along with it. It wasn't like I was going to be a comedian and it was like, oh, I also want to do a freaking Sprite commercial. It's like, that's not really,
yeah.
Like, I didn't come to do all of it. I just wanted to do stand-up comedy, you know? And then, you know,
what happens is you get like an agent, like all of it, you get like an agent or a manager and they ball all that stuff together and they go, well, we're going to do this. And you're like,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do it all.
Yeah.
And then you realize,
yeah,
no, I hate that.
No, that's why, like, yeah, I stopped, yeah, I became very frustrating for theatrical agents and stuff like that too, because it was like, you know, like I ended up getting the part on a sitcom that went 13 episodes. We recorded 13 episodes. I think halfway through the second they pulled it. It was just the idea was bad. It was, they had good people working on it. It was a really bad idea, but it was, I ended up, I auditioned, I got the part, and I just remember, like, it just, I didn't like playing, like, it was just sort of this, like, stereotype of a guy that would maybe look like me or something, but it was just like, I came to the conclusion after that one. I remember I auditioned for one show after that show got canceled, and I remember they just stared at me during the audition. I'm like, this is your stuff, like, what, I'm sorry, but you could try to play along here. And I just was like, man, after that, I'm like, I just want to do stuff that I write, you know, like where I'm like, because that's as a stand up, that's what you do. I wrote the line. So that's what makes it so fun to say the line. And it just became a thing where I just wanted to, you know, so I was like, I'm just going to develop my own show. And here I am 6 years later.
All right. Tell everybody what you got your own website. Is it just johncaparulo.com?
If you can spell John Caparulo, you're good to go, man. It's johncaparulo.com. You know, Twitter, Facebook, it's all John Caparulo. And then it's on YouTube, I believe it's John Caparulo Comedy. And watch the new clips, please. They're called Cartoon Comic. Check them
out. There we go. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Great to talk to you.
And we're back, I think. Thank you, John Caparulo, for doing that. Real quick, before we move on, I feel bad because during the pumpkin contest between Elliot and Isaiah, I only picked a loser. And I feel bad that someone had to. I've decided to let these guys split this check. It's yours. I'll sign it over to both of you. If I sign it over to Elliot, you got to promise to give half to Isaiah, okay?
Absolutely.
It's your check. I'm going to hand it to you, okay? I'm not joking.
And the bank may charge you to cash it.
They might. They might charge you to cash this. Anyway, congratulations, guys. And I also want to apologize to you, Marcus.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, what happened? What'd you do to me? What? What's the matter?
I'll do another podcast without you.
You did? What?
I do another podcast without you.
Oh, I know about that. Heffron and Reap?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine, man.
You're not mad at me?
No, not jealous. Maybe just a little bit. But it's great. It's a good podcast, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Dude. You're a real trooper.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I do a podcast with John Heffron. It's called Heffron and Reap. And, well, most of the time it is. But this last episode we did, he couldn't make it. So I got my funny friend Reno Collier to take his place. And we got somehow, it was Reno was talking about how he was a judge of some talent contest on a pilot TV show that never aired with him and Yakov Smirnoff and a guy named Andy Williams. Anyway, we got on an Andy Williams tangent. And just here, check out this clip of me and Reno on Heffron and Reap. Enjoy. Listen, everybody, you are watching and or listening to another amazing, awesome episode of Heffron and Reap. I am John Reap. We're a man down, kind of, sort of. Heffron's not here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No Heffron today. We've got another guy standing in. I'm going to get to you in a second, Reno. You look good over there, buddy. Thanks for coming.
I'm a hot piece of ass.
Thanks for being here. I don't disagree. So what happened was, John Heffron, this is what happens when you leave Los Angeles and you move to a barn somewhere in the middle of Michigan where it's 30 degrees there, and his Wi-Fi not so good. Long story short, there will be no Heffron today, but we have the amazing, hilarious Reno Collier. I appreciate you. How are you, Reno?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Andy Williams, you know, did Christmas specials forever. You remember Andy Williams? He's before our time, but he lingered into like when we were.
What does he
six.
Do? What is
he?
Andy Williams
he was a
do?
Singer. Andy Williams was a singer.
Okay.
And a very hugely famous singer in like the 50s and stuff. And then he hosted a Christmas special every year on NBC or network TV.
As you're talking, I'm looking him up.
Yeah. He was the sweetest. He used to hang out with Sinatra. I mean, he was like. Yeah,
that's him. Wait a minute. This guy. He was in the second Poltergeist. No, I know who that is. He said his famous hit was "Let Me In."
Dude, he was so cool. That is a jacked up picture. There's pictures of him.
I'm happy you pulled
that. Like a denture commercial. he was so nice and so sweet, and he had great stories, man. Those old timer guys. Roy Clark and those guys, they have the best.
You know what we should have done? Let me see if you can hear this.
Where do I begin? Andy Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a love story by Andy Williams. Okay. I know that guy.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be playing as you're holding 2 foot Fred trying
it
to pee.
It should.
Yeah, 2 feet.
There he is.
Oh, that's a better picture. The sound. Andy, the Andy Williams Sound of Music. Oh, so wait, did they rip him off?
It's a play on words, I believe. I'm too blind to see what any of the songs were, but.
Oh, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's a pimp, dude. I don't think he has a shirt on in that pic either.
His teeth, by the way, because you said something about dentures.
Yeah.
Are the same in this picture as they were the old picture. So I believe those might be his real teeth.
That's how they used to do it back then. You'd get them new when you were like 30. You get brand new ones.
Just
keep them. Doesn't he, his smile's so perfect. It's like fixing it.
Yeah. If that guy knocked on my front door and tried to sell me some stupid Amway product, I'd buy all of it.
Yeah.
Like he looks trusting. Right? Yeah. Like he looks wise and safe. I feel safe with that guy.
Here, put his. Can you put his face back up, Alan? All right, look at his face. Now listen. Hey, I'm Andy Williams. What do you say, you? Let me lean in and give you a smooch with my bright, shiny dentures.
Yes. And then at the end, he'd tell me that about reverse. Let me in. Let me talk to you about reverse mortgages.
Have you bought gold?
All right. Thank you, Reno Collier and John Heffron. And look, if you want to, you need to be following that podcast. Go to heffronandreap.com. Heffronandreap.com. You can subscribe and watch them right there. There's old episodes, all that jazz. You know what to do. All right. Moving on. One last segment. And we'll be wrapping this puppy up. It's, dare I say, a lot of people love this the most. It's like the anchor of the show, I've been told. You know, I haven't really looked at the numbers, but that's what I've heard it.
Heard tell of it.
I've heard tell of it. It's a segment. So here's what's happening. There's a lot of negative stuff in the news, dude. You know,
yeah.
It's all about who's going to be the next president. It's all about we got diseases out there. People are protesting, angry, negative things.
Right.
I like to find positive, fun little things that fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
Things that are sort of in a small town vein or country-ish vein.
Where do you find these?
Thank you, Alan Jackson. I was running up.
Speed it up.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge. Thank you. All right, here's one out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. About, you know, it's not a tiny town, 62,000 people, about the size of Hickory, probably. Council Bluffs, check out this headline. A stolen inflatable Halloween decoration was later found totally inflated in the thief's yard.
Smart.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, let's check out this story and then let's talk about it, make fun of it. Alan, can we look at this? Is this allowed by law? Are we allowed to do this?
We'll find out.
Let's find out, my gosh.
Halloween went up in smoke for one Council Bluffs family when someone stole their prize decoration. The power of social media and good neighbors make sure they didn't get away with it. Senior reporter Jake Wasikowski explains why a cat is so sentimental to them and how close it was.
They say crossing a black cat brings bad luck.
You walk under here and there's strobe lights.
But for Erica Parker's family, it's a tradition they can't live without. They're putting their large inflatable cat back on her mom's yard after it was stolen overnight Monday.
I just got to say this right out the gate. I don't like the trend of people using inflatable things for decorations, no matter what holiday it is. I've seen them for Christmas. I've seen them for Halloween. I've seen them for Easter. I don't like it.
I don't either.
It looks like last minute.
Too much.
You didn't do it. You just went out and bought a thing and then plugged it in.
Yeah.
I like the ones that people make.
It's Gumby's fault, remember?
Well, yeah, the wacky inflatable arm guy.
That's where it all began.
Yeah. You know, when I see these, I think, oh, are they trying to sell a car?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think like, attention. And by the way, a cat.
Attention getters.
Yeah. I mean.
Look at me.
I don't, yeah, it's that, I don't mind that part of it, but like when people, here's what I like. I've seen people take pumpkins and build like mannequins and statues out of it and put jeans on it where it looks like they're bending over, you know, like the pumpkin's the butt, like that kind of stuff, because that looks more believable than this.
Yeah.
This is like, congratulations, you got enough money to buy it, but
no effort.
First of all, I ain't scared of it because it's just a bunch of hot air. Why would I be afraid of
that? Look at that. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not Stop going that it. Yard. Look, seriously, I mean, the face is kind of, you know, I guess it's supposed to be scary, but that doesn't scare me at all. It makes me think it might be a bouncy castle.
Or like you're supposed to walk and play under it or something.
Yeah. Like, that looks inviting in a weird way. Mm-hmm. So for Halloween, I don't like inflatables. I'm just putting it on the record, Stamos.
So you'd put a knife in it.
Well, I've been known to do this thing before.
It. You would deflate it.
You know I've done it before.
You've stuck a knife
in it? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, blow darts. Oh. Me and Danny Neeland. When I was a kid. Blow dart? Yeah, no, this is one of my famous stories that you don't know about because you don't pay attention to my life.
Oh, dude, no. I followed you your whole life.
No. You know the story, the Easter ass-whipping story, where me and Danny Neeland, we thought we was little ninjas in seventh or eighth grade.
I know.
We went out to the neighbor's yard, the neighbor's neighborhood.
Oh yeah,
dressed as ninjas, and all these inflatable bunny rabbits that people put in their front yards. We took a blow dart going, and they said, "Hey!" I didn't say that, but I did it for effect on the stage. But yeah, I'm not a flan
of those flip-latables.
Inflatables. I don't like them. But I'm also not a fan of thievery.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a thief stealing something
and
then putting it in his yard. Not a fan of that.
Oh, yeah. Problem. Let's, Alan, let's continue with the story, please.
Their large inflatable cat back on her mom's yard after it was stolen overnight Monday. Halloween decorations have been passed down through generations. Many memories behind it.
It's great to have it back. This one was actually one of my dad's favorite ones. Because he loved the cat, and he passed away almost 4 years ago. So it was definitely a heartbreaking situation when we came out here and seen that the cat was gone.
Surveillance cameras caught the suspect taking the decorations right out of their Council Bluffs yard. Social media and neighbors alerted Parker. Wait. Where are the cat?
All right, pause it. This guy who's... That's the escape video. I mean, he's not running.
No, he's
already, look, he took it down. It's deflated. He's stolen it. And he's not worried about anything. He's just
wearing
walking.
Slides. You notice that?
He's wearing what?
Slides.
Slides?
Yeah, like flip-flops. The slides, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. He's wearing, not flip-flops. What do you call them?
Slides.
Slides.
That's what they call them, yeah.
Oh,
you just put your feet in them. There's no
right. toe thing. Slippers.
Yeah. Slippers.
Almost. Yeah, and he's got a little cohort. But what I like about this video here is that there's no sense of urgency. Like, he doesn't feel like he's being chased or pursued, like he's not doing anything wrong. I'm just going to take it.
I don't know that I would be that worried either. Like, who really cares that...
Well, it's my property.
Yeah, but...
Now, if you were going to... Okay. Don't you think if you were going to steal something and you already have it, you might just go ahead and take off running? No? You're just going to walk?
Yeah,
maybe because he has the sliders on.
Draws attention.
Maybe he can't run on them shoes.
He can't run in slides. It's impossible. But what he thought, you know, he just took somebody's cat, inflatable cat out of the yard. He didn't think it's a big deal.
Maybe this dude just hates cats. What if he has a phobia of cats? Or maybe he's like me and he doesn't like inflatables. He thinks, well, this is, you're cheating. This is not cool. I'm taking it.
But he put it up in his yard, so he did think it was cool.
That's true.
Yeah. He wanted to be
this guy's a dumb person.
Pretty much.
This is a dumb human being because he steals it on camera, no sense of urgency, in sliders, then inflates it in his own damn yard.
Yeah.
Let's find out more about this story, Alan, please.
Alerted Parker where the cat was the next day, about a mile away, blown up in someone else's yard.
My mouth dropped. I'm like... That's my cat.
Erica called police, and they identified it as her family's property. 29-year-old Andrew Gillespie was cited for misdemeanor theft. Police say he admitted to taking it, saying it was a bad decision.
Yeah.
He did say that he was sorry. He was drunk, and he was having a stupid night. And I pretty much told him, I said, I don't want any of your sympathy. I don't want your apology.
Parker took down all the Halloween fun when the cat...
I like the guy in the background just still hammering stuff, like working.
Yeah.
Like, right. I noticed these little things, like, there's a camera crew in your house.
Did you notice...
Talking about this story. Can you put the hammer down for a second?
Yeah. Did you notice he walked right by a basketball goal?
I did.
Why not steal that?
Oh,
he looked like he could use it.
It's hard to carry those.
Yeah, you could roll. They got wheels on them.
Well, I'm not. We're going to have to back this thing up and see if it's got. No, look, that's in the ground, dude.
Maybe.
Look at this. See that cement right there? I think that's cemented in the ground. What is this? What is this gray thing? Is that a sofa?
Or that's probably a grill. He could have took somebody's grill.
He could have taken the grill.
Or a basketball goal or a truck.
No, but that's not a Halloween decoration. This guy was on a mission to get some Halloween decorations. You're saying he should have stole the basketball goal, put that in his yard like a Halloween decoration. Maybe put a fake Shaquille O'Neal zombie Shaquille O'Neal dunk in it.
I'm just saying he looks like he probably used some basketball in his life.
He's a tall dude.
He's a
is
big,
what you're saying.
Big man. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like him though. I don't like him. He's a thief and an idiot.
That's a bad
for putting it in his front yard. I'm a mile away. Douche. We should see if this dude's on Facebook and ask him.
An interview.
What were you thinking? Yeah. Let's ask him. Yeah. All right, Alan, I don't know if you've missed your place, but let's continue. Oh, yeah. God, Alan's
kidding.
Good.
He was having a stupid night, and
stupid night.
I pretty much told him, I said, I don't want any of your stupid life. I don't want your apology.
Parker took down all the Halloween fun when the cat went missing, but the spirits are going back up, along with more security cameras. He wants to thank the neighbors.
What is this one here? Is that a camera? She said the reporter is saying that she had put things back up along with cameras, and that's the image that pops up. Is there a camera inside of this head on the front yard? And I feel like that might be a female mannequin's head with a dude's beard on it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
lots going on here, Marcus.
She's got too much going on, that's for sure.
No mouth hole for this mannequin. That looks like like if that were on a human, that's just one long mustache. That's not a beard. That's one gigantic, very long mustache. Like I feel like if you lift it up, there's no hair here. Right? That's what's going on. Okay, sorry, Alan. Continue.
People on Facebook for looking out for something that's more than just a Halloween decoration.
It still shows that there are good people out there in this world. Definitely, I think a lot of people around here are going to start keeping their eyes open a little bit more on all the crime activity that's been happening over in our neighborhood. But with everybody pulling together, we shouldn't have a problem.
Reporting in Council Bluffs, Jake Wasikowski, 3 News Now.
Wow, what a feel-good story that was.
They got it back.
I hate this dude. At some point, Isaiah, are you paying attention to this story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't expect you to do this now because it would take forever, but I want to know what the guy's name was, the thief, because they actually said his name in that story. And I want you to find out who it was and then let me know who it is. And we'll look this dude up on Facebook. And, dude, if we can get his address and then just have everybody send this dude like inflatable dildos, you know, something really.
Something inflatable, yeah.
Just the worst, just condoms full of hot air. Just send him to his house.
Yeah.
You know, you like inflatables? Here you go. Yeah. Maybe if you got Corona, cough into it, a balloon and send it to his house. That's attempted murder.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that
can't
is
do,
now,
can't
yeah.
do that. I take that back. Don't air that. Cut that one out. That's the beauty of going live, Marcus. It's out there forever.
You
now.
Can't take it back.
Going to jail. All right. Well, listen, Council Bluffs, not a huge town. The town might be small,
but the news was kind of huge.
All right. Look, folks, I think we did a good show. I'm pretty confident of it. I had a good time up in here.
All up in
did
here.
You
I
have
did
a
too.
Good time?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when you're coming back? We got.
Yeah. I've got some other gigs and stuff going on. I've got.
You got how many other podcasts?
I'll be
you
in
got?
Brookford next weekend.
Right.
Road Hiss and Eichard the next.
Damn.
Busy, man.
Dang, bragger.
Too busy for this, but I'll see you in 2 weeks.
I appreciate your devotion and your commitment to this podcast.
No problem.
And I appreciate Isaiah and Elliot as well, and Amar, and I appreciate the Alan Jackson. I appreciate you, the listener, the watcher, the viewer. Couldn't do without supporters and viewers like you, so thank you for doing that. rate, review, subscribe, and share. And we got a lot of great ideas coming up for this podcast. So it's worth it if you just stay tuned. We got a lot coming up. But for now, we got to wrap this puppy up. I want you guys to know I'm out there. New tour dates at johnreap.com. Go to johnreap.com. Click on tour dates. A lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be in Toledo, Ohio this weekend. I got Charleston, South Carolina. Me and Reno are doing gigs together. Lots coming up. So check out my tour dates. There's merchandise there as well. You go to countryishpodcast.com. You can check out old episodes. You can watch it, view it from right there. I'm doing cameos still. Cameo.com/John Reap. And I think we're done here. For the Alan Jackson, for Isaiah, Elliot, Amar, for Marcus Stamos, my name is John Reap. I wish you a good bicycle.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast that'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on support. And thank you. Oh.
Yeah!